Kasalelia and Malalele. Welcome to Season 2 of the Pacific Island Studies Podcast, Relations of Salt and Stars. My name is Kehalani Falau, and I'm one of the graduate fellows for the PI Studies Program. I'll be your host for this season, with guest appearances from Dr. Myla Arvin and my fellow graduate fellow, Kini Tori. Also, the sounds and background music you'll hear throughout the season is provided by freemusicarchive.org and my almost 10-year-old puppy, Havoc. First, I want to thank Dr. Arvin for giving me this opportunity to use this platform for my research. I'm so thankful for her leadership of the PI Studies program here at the University of Utah, and even more so for her generosity and kind spirit that has been and continues to be regenerative in a place like this university. Also, a huge thank you to my dissertation chair and advisor, Dr. Kehalani Vaughn, for her continued guidance on this journey. If you're listening, thank you for birthing so many pathways for me to take and for sharing your light and encouraging me to do the same. To begin, I want to play Drs. Angela Robinson and Myla Arvin's introduction of Relations of Salt and Stars first season. I think it's beautiful, and I'm beginning with it because I want to ground myself in it. So, here it is.
Our ancestors traveled through salt and stars, and so do contemporary Pacific Islander communities today. In this podcast, we consider how to build good relations with the communities we come from in Oceania, the communities we live with here in the Salt Lake City area, and especially the Indigenous communities whose lands we live on.
As Pacific Islander people who live in Utah, we are nourished by the lands of the Ute, Goshute, Shoshone, and Paiute peoples. We are far from the ocean, but close to the salt water of the Great Salt Lake. We are far from the night sky over our home islands, but can look up and see the same stars.
Join us as we explore and build relations of salt and stars.
My intentions for this season is to align with that purpose of exploring and considering how to build and sustain good relations. And I also hear a call to remember our ancestors, including salt and stars, as guides to better futures. In this season of Relations of Salt and Stars, I highlight different parts of my dissertation journey. In this episode, I introduce myself, this season's theme, which is also my dissertation project, Madao Moana, Cosmopolitan Feminist, RIP 2D Academy, and wrap up with my shameless call for participants to join this study. A little bit about myself. I'm the third daughter of Olono and Melcina Ramon Fulau. My father was born in Liahona, Tongatapu, Tonga, and grew up in Fasi. And my mother was born in Pingalop, Ponpe, and moved between Ponpe and Saipan as a child before moving to Virginia when she was 15 to live with her brother. My parents met at BYU Hawaii, and before having me, moved to Salt Lake City, where I was born and raised. Currently, I'm in my fifth and aiming to be my final year of my PhD program. I'm a candidate in the Department of Education, Culture, and Society with Dr. Kehalani Vaughn as my dissertation chair. My overall project looks at the impact and influence of Oceanian feminist praxis, particularly within higher education. I agree with many scholars and activists who say the U.S. schooling project, pre-K to PhD, continues to be a tool to condition our minds and bodies to normalize colonialism, white supremacy, heteropatriarchy, and the violence those systems produce. My project looks to the teachers and students of Oceanian feminisms who work and or study in the U.S. to understand how Oceanian feminisms reveal colonial regimes and create decolonial spaces within our schools to imagine, build, and sustain new worlds. My project also centers my own positionality as a Panapan Tongan cosmopolitan feminist in the academy. My use of Madao Moana comes from how my parents refer to our ocean. Madao is Panapan for ocean, beyond the reef, and thought. And Moana is the Tongan word and a word used throughout Polynesia for ocean and deep blue. I use Madao Moana to center my relations to the waters, lands, and peoples of these places, and to center the indigenous languages and ethics of those places. I recognize there are problems with the term Madao Moana, and echo Dr. Lana Lopesi when she writes, quote, "There would be problems with any term used to describe such a vast group of people. Specifically, Moana has been critiqued for its linguistic exclusion. However, despite these problems, it seems even worse to continue use of the term Pacific today and to perpetuate the violence of the colonial imaginary." So, in the spirit of Epeli Ho'ofa, Albert Wendt, Lana Lopesi, and the many scholars and artists who reorient us towards a new Oceania, I use Madao Moana to reach for new and ancient ways of relating. Whether the term is Madao, Moana, Tsasi, Wasawasa, Madawa, or the many other names, let us remember they carry a value for kinship, understanding, care, and stewardship. So here comes my shameless ask. If you have learned from Native Daughters of the Ocean, whether in a formal classroom or not, the formal could be called a course or courses of Oceanian feminisms, Oceanic feminisms, Moana feminisms, Pacific Indigenous feminisms, Indigenous Pacific feminisms, or any of the iterations. And the informal could be around the kitchen table. If you have learned from Native Daughters of the Ocean and are now in the U.S. working or studying, will you Thala Noa with me? Our Thala Noa will be about how Indigenous feminisms of Oceania has impacted you and your work and or studies. I anticipate the Thala Noa being around 60 to 90 minutes. Depending on your proximity, our Thala Noa will be recorded in person or over Zoom. And after, the transcription will be sent to you for your review and approval. If you're a student and agree to be a part of the study, first, thank you. And as a small token of my appreciation, you will be compensated with a $50 gift card. If you're a teacher and agree to be a part of the study, I'll be sending a small gift as a token of my appreciation. If you're interested in participating and would like more information, please see the show notes and or contact me at kehaulani.falau@utah.edu. Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast, Relations of Salt and Stars. I end with a quote taken from our first episode of our first season, when Dr. Arvin shared, quote, "May our stories we share with you here spark seeds of hope, patience, and regeneration. May we continue to learn how to be together in this world in ways that bring forth more life." This season's theme song is "An Ocean in Outer Space" by Holisna CCO. Special thanks to the Mellon Foundation, the University of Utah School of Social and Cultural Transformation, the University of Utah's College of Humanities, and the National Humanities Center, which hosted an intensive podcasting institute that Kimi and I attended and benefited from this past winter. Galangit, maloa pito, and many thanks for listening. I hope you join us next time.